This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Item one as we get going, just to get this out of the way, ignore Wall Street today, will you? Stocks go down too. That is the way it is supposed to work. Item two, the economic indicator du jour, retail sales for the month of July 2018. They were up from June 0.5%, which is pretty good. And I mention it because retail is one of those indicators that kind of hums along in the background most times. We pointed out today because the July number is one of the first big inputs into third quarter gross domestic product. That is overall economic growth, which is going to be real closely watched when it comes out this fall. We sit for Q2, as you remember, at 4.1%, a number of which much political hay has been made. All right, a little bit more now about the car company that's really a technology company whose CEO is looking for conservatively tens of billions of dollars to take it private. Elon Musk is the CEO. Tesla, of course, is the company. And the question we have been tossing around here at Marketplace World Headquarters is where the heck has Tesla's board been on this whole thing from Mr. Musk? Drew Harwell covers technology for The Washington Post. Drew, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What do you suppose, and I understand this calls for some conjecture on your part, what do you suppose the conversations among Tesla board members right now are like?
I think there's some frustration that they're always having to clean up Elon Musk's mess. It's always been that Elon has driven the car of Tesla. He's always been sort of the visionary, and often that works out really well. I mean, they make great cars, but you know, when you're a board member, you want to have some predictability in the operation, especially when it comes to something that'll cost a couple tens of billions of dollars. It's hard to do that when you don't know what sort of information is going to be tweeted out in the middle of the night.
Well, and they have hired, I think, two law firms at last report to assist in whatever happens from here. This is not normal board CEO behavior, is it?
No, everything in this process has gone exactly backwards of what you would expect. You would expect there to be a lot of due diligence, a lot of lawyers and financial advisors behind the scenes getting this deal underway. And then at the end of this whole process, the CEO goes out on Twitter and says, hey, look what we've done. Elon went out first, made a huge show of having funding secured. And the board was quiet for about, I think, 30 hours or so before they put out their statement. Mm-hmm. You know, in this situation, we have Elon maybe talking first and thinking second. And we have the company sort of racing and scrambling to catch up. And, you know, that's clearly become a big issue for some investors. And I think it's becoming an issue for the directors, too.
Well, what does it say even that he came out with that $420 a share price? And all of us, me included, thought, no, he's making some pot joke here.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't gotten any sort of thinking behind the calculation of why 420, and clearly the pot joke is there. Elon loves these kinds of jokes. By the way, he named the cars of Tesla S, 3, X, and Y, which spells out sexy. So, you know, he has these.
But is that what you want from a
humor
CEO of a company who's trying to change the world? I mean, come on, man.
He's clearly got a huge army of fans because he does jokes like this. But yeah, back on the 420 thing, I mean, the Saudi money that Elon says will swing in and save the day, none of them have said anything about how the 420 number came to be.
So spitball this for me, right? With reports today, so far anonymous sources, but reports today that the SEC has issued subpoenas, with the board having hired a couple of law firms, with no real idea of where the money's actually going to come from, now what happens?
What happens is a lot more people in suits get involved. Goldman Sachs is now financially advising Tesla. There's going to be lawyers and financial advisors for Elon, for the board, for the special committee. Everybody's going to staff up because this is a huge potential transaction. And we must remind that the board says they don't even have a formal proposal yet.
Yeah.
So we're still at the learning to crawl phase of this deal, and yet you can see all the movement. I think we'll probably see more from the SEC. It's a pretty obvious case to investigate when the chief says something, the stock bubbles up 11% in a day, and there's been no sort of clear due diligence or preparation ahead of that. Is this a case of fraud or stock manipulation? It's happened before by people. We don't know that that's what happened in this case. But, you know, with that nine-word tweet, Elon opened Pandora's box here, and there's going to be a lot of questions to come.
Speaking of questions, we have, of course, called Tesla to see if they want to chat. Nothing from them yet. Drew Harwell covers technology at the Washington Post. Drew, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.